You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 29. And yes, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, joining me on today's show is Nick Henry Jones. She believes that authenticity is the alignment with who you are in Christ, plus your purpose and calling, plus your God-given spiritual giftings, plus your skills, plus your passions, which she's going to talk about today. Now, Nick is the director and senior digital media strategist behind Market Me Marketing Australia, a highly driven business creative. She is cutting edge in her approach and passionate about building business the smart way. And she's a leader in the digital marketing industry. Now, her flexible and enthusiastic approach to business has seen her contribute to books as an author, run a variety of workshops, speak at different events, and achieve major business growth. And as a Christian entrepreneur, she sees what she does as part of what God has called her to do. And she recently published a book called The Christian Entrepreneur, which showcases the journeys of 9 Christian entrepreneurs. Now, on today's show, Nick is going to share her personal journey through some tough times and finding out who she was and who she is in and through Christ as a person. And she's also going to share how boundaries and rest have been an ongoing focus for her. I think that's all important for us all. And as well as the character traits that she believes has been instrumental in her success and have kept clients coming back for more. So welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you.
Look, I love, speaking, and we said this earlier, to like-minded Christian entrepreneurs. And, you know, especially when we're talking about authenticity, which is something, you know, as you're in digital marketing and really helping people stand out and get their message out there, authenticity is just so very important. So I'm really looking forward to diving into that. But before we do, I just want to back up and talk about your incredible project that you have. And I believe it's just launched or recently launched. The book where, you know, so many other 9 Christian entrepreneurs came together and published their stories, their testimonies in this book. What prompted you to publish and kind of spearhead this project?
Yeah, look, the book project was amazing. That was last year's project. I have some incredible Christian business owner friends, and yes, we were having some discussions about how it seems that Christians in business really struggle with some of these, you know, success concepts of, is it okay for me to, to possibly send some emails on a Sunday? Is it okay for me to promote? Is it okay for me to make $100,000, $1 million, $10 million?
Yes.
And so, you know, our conversations over coffee around how do we cut through what those issues are, and how do we, you know, give the biblical answer? We don't want to just say, oh, it's all fine, you know, God says you can have everything. You know, in there somewhere we had to kind of, you know, work through the word of God and go, well, why is this okay? And so it came down to, you know, the fact that if we're focusing on the money and success, then we're focusing on the wrong thing. But if we're focusing on what God has put you on this earth to do, and if your business and what you do flows through that, and if that is at the heart of what you do, then God can use what you do to minister to other people, and how, you know, that in itself is us just going, well, if we don't want that kind of influence or that kind of level of success, maybe we're actually putting a cap on what God's put within us. So it was such a good project. I had the idea in November 2016.
Yes.
By March, we had all of our contributors from across the country. We had 8 other authors and myself. And March, we started writing. By November, we'd published and we'd launched the book at the Deborah Conference in Brisbane. So
amazing.
Pushed it through really, really quickly. All the authors were amazing. But I opened the project with a bit of bit of food for thought on what it means to actually live an authentic life and be authentic. Because
yes,
I think the world is crying out for Christians who are authentic, for people who, you know, do what they say they're going to do, people who are just in alignment. Mm-hmm. Because when we're in alignment with what God's put us here on this earth to do, what we feel we want to do within us, obviously we've got to make money to feed the kids and, you know, mm-hmm. God, you know, just to live. But when everything's kind of in alignment, it's actually a much easier and much more fulfilling existence. So that book project was amazing. We obviously have a website which you have the link for, so we can share that later on.
Yes.
And we have books ready to go. So we've had people that have bought books and just handed them out as gifts, because at the end of the day, you know, it's food for thought. It kind of just helps you move, even if it's one or two steps in your journey. That is, you know, what we're here to do. We want to make sure people think a little bit more outside the box with their entrepreneurial journey rather than what they know now.
Yeah, I love that. And I, you know, praise God that you came to really want to step behind that project, because I'm absolutely 100%, you know, so... everything that you said just can really see that playing out. And for me, I know many, many years, and I mean, I've been doing business for decades in the career industry previously, and I found with a lot of my mentors, because they didn't have a Christian background, there were things that I was doing. There was something missing. There was just something missing. And I think, you know, unfortunately, Christianity has gotten a bad rap across the media and so forth. And we're not nutso. We're not weirdos. We're actually quite normal, and quite, you know, some of us love to have a joke and all of that kind of thing. And I think through being able to balance and bring that back, you know, because you hear these sayings, well, Christianity shouldn't be in this and that. Well, actually it should, because it's a role model. You know, when we look at Jesus, everything that he did, he went with compassion, he went with kindness, with love, and obviously there's truth as well. And I think, you know, when we look to him as a role model, you know, there would be so much more peace and calmness in this earth than all the destruction, the hatred and the anger going on. So what I'm going to do, I know that we've already had a couple of guests, one guest, Amy, on the show. She's an author. So my goal is to get all of your authors so that they can share their testimony too. So we'll definitely be following up with them. And, you know, it was interesting because I didn't know that you had the book and call it The Christian Entrepreneur. And so when I reached out to Amy, because I knew that she was a Christian, I'd heard of, you know, we'd actually spoken on the phone last year, and I thought I'd need to get her on the show. She said, oh, you need to go and speak to Nick because of this great project. So fantastic.
And I think one of the big things that the world needs from Christians is people that are real.
Yes.
Like, you know, if you're not authentic and you're not real, then, you know, that's the thing that they don't like about the Christian church, is when they say one thing and do another.
Yes.
People that, you know, make out to be super spiritual or perfect, when clearly we know that we're not. So
exactly.
You know, it's that realness on the inside that people really look at us and go, wow, there's actually something different about you as a Christian to other Christians that I've met with. But the challenge for us is to just, you know, kind of pursue what that means for us. How can we live a more real life? How can we be authentic? And, you know, I'm really excited to say that all of our authors have a very real story, and I think they're all very authentic people in their own right, doing incredible things across the country.
Yeah. I'm reading a book. I don't know if you've heard of this book. It's called The Daniel Dilemma. And there's a second. Have you heard of that? By Chris Hodges. I referred to him as David Hodges in a show yesterday, so scratch that if you're listening to the sequence of shows. It's and it's a fantastic book. It's really talking about the truth with love. And I think sometimes as Christians we can talk about the truth, but we forget the love part. Or we can go the opposite ways. We don't really say any of the truth and we show love. But I think a balanced approach is really important. And as we know, Jesus is a role model. He connected first. He built relationships, and then when that know, like, and trust was built, he was able to bring that truth forward. So that's a great, as you said, that's so great for us to be able to really work that way, be authentic and be transparent. I mean, we all, you know, absolutely. There are issues and difficulties, but we know that we are forgiven and we are loved, and we're, you know, when we ask for forgiveness, obviously. So Nick, let's talk about your personal journey through some tough times. I you know, thankful that you'll share this, because I think sometimes we don't talk about some of the difficulties, and people who are struggling through challenges and issues can sometimes feel very much alone. So share your journey.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Queensland, but then I moved to South Australia in 2003 to go to Bible college. I was married at the time and, you know, kind of planning on going into full-time ministry, but our marriage was not in a good place. And so I kind of had to just, you know, even though we were given great opportunities, I had to just say, nah, this isn't actually going to work right now.
Yeah.
And so I went through a bit of a period, I think, where I grieved having to give up the call of God on my life and the things that I knew that God had actually called me to do. And then, you know, a number of years I got very sick, ended up with sarcoidosis on my lungs, landed in hospital in 2010 with pneumonia, sarcoidosis, and another infection as well at 51 kilos. I was on a drip on oxygen, just completely spent in every way. And I think it was just the stress of a number of years. But I got to the bottom and, you know, there's only one way up pretty much, and there was only one way out, and that's up. And so I had actually started my business that year in the April, and it was through that period that I was at, my health was actually declining quite seriously. So the year after that was, you know, I still pushed through. I did what I could, but with pneumonia, you know, and recovering from pneumonia, I was actually a wreck for 12 months. I had two babies at the time. When I started my business in the March of that year, my twin boys were only 9 months old. So there was a lot going on. You know, there was a marriage breakdown. There was me saying, okay, God, my best years have been. I'm just giving up now. Like, it's just now about survival. It's not about anything else because clearly my life is over and that's it, you know, done and dusted. And so, yeah, I started my business really just wanting to make $25 an hour to pay the bills around the kids. It was always going to be around kids, and I never expected in my wildest dreams to be where we are today.
Yes.
You know, if I had kind of judged whether or not it was the right thing for me to do to get into business by all the things going on around me, I would never have gotten into business and I would never have pushed through. Instead, that became the vehicle for God to start to use me and once again bring life, bring hope. You know, all of the things that he called me to do previously were starting to come out through my business. You know, I had passions. I loved leadership. I loved people. I loved educating and empowering people. You know, I'm a creative. I'm an ideas person. I was always great on planning teams, you know, because I was always just ideas. And God started to pull those things out of me, and I could outwork those things that God had put within me specifically as Nick. To, you know, I outworked those in my business as things rolled on. So, you know, ended a marriage, had another relationship in between there, which also ended. But, you know, the one thing that's remained has been my business. I've just continued to pour myself into my business. And, you know, it's funny, I can look back now and say that there was times when I had really significant emotional pain. Like, do I even want to live anymore? Should I even push through? This world is too hard. My best days have been, it was when I was a teenager and I was actively involved in a church. You know, it took me 14 years by the time we left Queensland to the time that I found a church that I even felt I could call home. So, you know, in and out of churches, just did not settle in that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, God has just been so good. And our my business has just gone from strength to strength. These days we're six figures. We have national clients, corporate clients that have come out of nowhere, you know, come from connections with different people who have said, Nick, I've got a client that I think could do with your help. And, you know, the help that I offer is foundational to them as corporates, and they then take what I do and it makes their job easier. Do a lot of speaking, a lot of workshops. I get asked to speak at conferences and all kinds of things, and I just see God being behind that whole journey. It was like, he's like, Nick, that's not actually, you know, that view of what I was going to do through your life was not actually the way I was going to do it. And I had to learn to not only surrender up the outcome of what I think God wants to pull up in my life or what I think I need, surrender the outcome, but also the process, because he has just led me in a different direction. And his ways have just been incredible. The way that he's pulled off my destiny is incredible. And while I didn't end up specifically in full-time ministry in a church, I'm in full-time ministry through my business. And, you know, the amount of times I just had a situation recently where I was called by a friend of mine and she's like, you know, there's a lot of conflict in our marriage. Things are really tough and we just need things to change. We need a solution. We want to start a business. We want to get things moving. Can you come out and see what we can do? So I went out to these guys and, you know, it was tough at the beginning of that meeting because there was a lot of tension in the air. But by the time we'd you know, talked through some stuff and worked out what they wanted to do and where they wanted to go. And I gave them some hope. There was a smile on my face. I'm like, there is hope. We can pull this off.
Of course.
You can do this. You know, your life can be different. By the end of that meeting, everyone was smiling and joking around. And, you know, you just can't underestimate what God is doing through a business. And, you know, I just came home and just went, wow, God, you're amazing. Like it was, I was doing my job, but we might have saved a marriage. We might have given someone hope. We've changed the future of a family. And so, you know, it's just been an exceptional journey. And I always remember when I was suffering emotional pain, which was regular at the time, I would always go and do something that would change my future. So, you know, you can't always change the conflict or what's going on around you, but you can always go and, you know, just plant seeds of something else. And so I'd go and start books, or I'd go and create a resource or a freebie, or, you know, I didn't use a lot of it, but it just moved me forward out of that hopeless stage into God's still got a plan for me and I can still make something of this. And so, yeah, it's just been an incredible journey. And, you know, today I'm planted in a church in the Adelaide Hills, a great bunch of people who are very supportive and really do embrace business owners. I think some churches struggle to embrace people that in their own right, you know, do have some form of success. And that's another conversation I've had with a lot of my, you know, Christian entrepreneur friends as well. But I'm just so grateful that God's planted me where he has. And, yeah, it's just I think this is still just the beginning, but it's really exciting to see how God has just turned everything around. And, you know, he's not wasted anything. What he, you know, what the hard stuff has been turned into compassion for other people and understanding of depression and anxiety. And, you know, nothing is wasted. And he's just pulling it all together, you know, as he says in his word, you know, I'll pull all things together for the good of those who love him. So just watching that unfold has been a very humbling experience.
Amazing. And I, you know, I mentioned the other day in one in the podcast, and someone hadn't even thought about this, but it really is true. God is such a great strategist, because things happen. We're all given free will, aren't we? And sometimes the choices we make, we realize, you know what, wrong choice. But God can really leverage that and use it to further his kingdom, but also within that, develop in us a strength that we didn't have. And I think, and I just mentioned it this morning in a post, that often we don't really see the trail or the journey till we look backwards and actually see where we've come and see the conversations we've had, the ideas that often at that time seem very coincidental. And, you know, as we know as Christians, there's no such thing as coincidence, but it really drives us. But one of the things I think that you've said that I absolutely love, sometimes when we're so focused on our plan and we're really regimented to it, we don't leave the door open for God to bring super to our natural. And someone said that once. I thought it was so good to bring supernatural into our business. And it's kind of like we set our goals, we set our vision, we set our dreams, but God's thinking, I'm thinking much bigger than that. And you know what? Sometimes at that time, Nick, if you realized where you were going, where you're heading, and probably continue, you would be overwhelmed. So God kind of reveals when he knows that we're ready, when he's given us the strengths and the gifts to be able to manage. So we're building that momentum. And I'm sure you've seen that in your life and business too, yes?
Yeah, totally.
One of the things, and then we'll move on to boundaries and rest, because I think as business owners, this can often be something easier said than done. But just to echo what you've been saying, and just for business owners who are Christians, just to take note of this, I'm sensing through the people that I'm talking to that I mean, we're into show 29, the passion that every individual business owner has, not only for their business, but for Christ at the center, seeking kingdom first. I can sense a real revival in that, and I can really see business owners around the globe uniting, and just, you know, really showing in their interactions and their actions God's love, but building these kingdom businesses. Could you imagine united the impact we can have financially and of course spiritually too? It's very, very exciting. So, all right, let's talk about boundaries and rest. This is something I think we can all learn from your experience. I can't wait for you to share some insights.
Yeah, so when I first started out, and I was sick as a dog at the time, I would allow my clients to call me at 8 o'clock at night because I had young kids and I was trying to kind of book my client phone calls in around bedtimes and things like that. The twins were on a crazy, you know, just routine the whole way, or nothing would have got done. But, you know, I allowed clients to call me at 8 o'clock at night some nights, and I was sick at the time. I wasn't great. And, you know, they started calling me and expecting me to be online at 8 o'clock at night, expecting me to be available on the phone at 8 o'clock at night. So that was all fine for a month, but I got sick of that pretty quick.
Yeah.
And especially when, you know, by the time I've got twin babies in bed, I am trashed, like really exhausted. And I can remember, you know, I was running some webinars and stuff like that, 8 o'clock at night on Tuesdays, and I had to put the twins down at 7 o'clock. Go to bed and actually have a 40-minute rest just so that I had some energy to get on and be vibrant on these webinars. And I was finding myself doing the same thing with client phone calls. And at some point I just had to go, you know what, no more. Like, if you can't call me Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, then I'm not going to take your call. You're going to have to either get your info. And, you know, some of these calls weren't, there was nothing in them. They just wanted to chat to someone about their business because they were frustrated. So putting boundaries in place is very important. Even these days, I take the odd phone call from a client, but it's normally clients that have become friends, you know, like we've got each other's back. And I know that if they're calling me at 8 o'clock at night,
there's actually something wrong.
They actually need to flag something with me or talk about something or just get some support. So boundaries are really, really important. And I've even had to, you know, kind of take the odd day off. Like, you know, Friday, I'm going to have a day off, because if I don't, as a single mother, if I don't have a day off through the week at some point, I don't get much time off.
No.
You know, I don't get a down day. So it's just, I think at different times, the boundaries do shift depending on my situation and what's going on around me, what my commitments are and all that kind of thing. But having boundaries is so important, because you're actually at your best when you put those boundaries in place. If you're working 20 hours a day and you're not getting any sleep, you get to a point where you start resenting your business, you get frustrated, you're tired, you start jumping at clients and saying, can't you just Google it? I've been there a few times. Seriously, guys, can't you just Google this stuff? Like, you know, I'm trying to rest right now. But, you know, it's, I guess, your service to others and that demeanor and that, you know, that really positive, authentic, alignment with who you are and what God's called you to do really struggles when we don't have those boundaries in place. And even, you know, over Christmas, I, for the first time in 8 years, took a holiday, took 2 weeks off, didn't do a whole lot, which was awesome. But, you know, I came back refreshed and I thought, you know what, I actually need to do that because those boundaries protect my creative space. And I've also had to do that with, you know, church stuff and other commitments outside. I've had to go, I really want to be involved. I really want to serve and be part of different things. But I've had to pick and choose what that's going to be.
Yes.
Because I have to protect that creative space on the inside of me. You know, if I get called at the last minute to share something or to speak, I need to be able to be, you know, alive and awake and vibrant and on the ball. So boundaries are really, really key. And rest is a big one. Ever since I was really sick, I've had to prioritize rest. And, you know, I kind of got to the bottom of pneumonia and everything else. Just went, wow, like, I just never, ever want to be there again. Because if I don't rest, if I just flog myself constantly, then, you know, I will end up sick and I will lose a year or two or 10, you know. So rest is really important. And I think the interesting thing is my rest changes from time to time, but I have to ask the question of myself, what does rest look like for me right now? And so when I'm tired, I get quite exhausted by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I feel like once kids are out the door in the morning, I've already done a day's work. You've got to come in and clear your inbox and meetings and all that kind of thing. But about 1 or 2 in the afternoon, sometimes I go through seasons where I'm just exhausted. So rest for me at those periods is taking 20 or 30 minutes and just laying down and having a rest. And I'll turn the podcast on, or I'll listen to a video or the news or music or something like that as I'm resting. I don't generally sleep, but I just rest my body. And I find that if I take that time, as hard as it is to stop everything and just go, nah, I'm not taking phone calls for 20 minutes, as hard as it is to put that boundary in place and take that rest, I'm actually feeling refreshed for the rest of the day. I can, you know, go through and nail what I'm doing and deal with kids and dinner, and, you know, I might work on a book after dinner or something along those lines. But it changes, you know, from time to time. It might be for you that you need a weekend off. once every 2 months, away, out of the office, out of the home, if you work at home.
Yeah.
When I can, I get out of here. I'll go and, you know, if I don't have kids for a weekend, I'll go write, because writing for me is rest. And I'll just rest up somewhere nice. So it's important for us to rest our bodies. And at the end of the day, we want business to work for us. We don't want to be a slave to our businesses. We want to, you know where our bodies are at. And ever since having pneumonia, my body hasn't really been back at 100%. My energy levels struggle. But I'm aware of that. And because I'm aware of that, I can monitor it and adjust it. And if at any point I feel unwell, like I did a few days ago, I did what I had to do and I went back to bed till the kids got home. And that's the joy of working for yourself and being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And it's an authentic existence of you also knowing what your body needs from you, because we're only young once, we're not getting any older, and we don't want to be killing ourselves now to the extreme where we end up really crook later on.
Yeah, so I love that. I love that. And exactly what you just said, you know, what may be needed for rest between two different people is different. So you need to monitor your body clock for people that are listening and watching today, and know what does rest mean for me. And something else that you mentioned before we move on to the next piece about character traits, I think it's important when we're putting up boundaries, and this is even being able to say no and do so confidently to things that are happening in our church and maybe taking on extra client projects, whatever it is, volunteering, is being able to say no with confidence, knowing that is the best choice for you. Sometimes we feel guilty because we think, oh, I really, but the thing is we take on too much. We're stretching ourselves too thin, and then we don't do justice across any of the tasks and the projects that we're involved in. And I love, there's a book from Lisa Turkhurst. I don't know if you know her. She's a great author, called The Best Yes. And that is really determining. I mean, not every opportunity is a yes then. It may be something down the track, but not to feel guilty by saying no and putting up boundaries. It's vital for us. Let's talk about character traits that you believe have been really instrumental for you in your success, and this is one of the reasons that keeps clients coming back.
Yeah, so I am a completely self-taught digital marketer. I did not go to university. I am a creative and I do learn quick, and I've chosen to live a life of learning. And really, even if you went to university as a digital marketer, if you're not learning day by day at the moment, then you're behind already because things are just moving so quickly. Mm. I logged into Facebook yesterday and things have changed, like just like that. So, you know, the things, I guess, that have, you know, made us successful and had people signing up to work with us ongoing. A lot of our clients, we've had 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years, and people still keep coming back even if there's been a few years in between. So I think as an entrepreneur, it's not always based on what you know in your head or what you were taught or what you went to university to do or what you've read. Sometimes your success is actually even more so aligned with who you are as a person.
Yes.
And so I can see that people connect with me as a person if they know that I'm there for them. You know, I had one client who called me, hadn't spoken with her for 4 years, and she's like, Nick, I'm running a conference and I want you to speak. You know, so people just connect with you and they know that they can rely on you. They can call on you when you're needed. And so there's some certain character traits that I think keep people coming back to us and keep people referring us. Like, we don't do a lot of marketing and we are constantly busy doing something right in that sense. So I would say, you know, things like just having a smile on your face, you know, having a little bit of hope in your voice. The client is important. They come to you because they need a solution. They don't want to come to you and be given a you know, a quote that's 3 times the amount it should be and a list of things that they need to do. They want you to be the solution. So having a can-do attitude and just rolling with anything has been one of the most amazing things that I've ever, I would never ever have, you know, kind of grown up and gone, I'm just going to roll with anything. But I can remember back my youth pastor in the day, when we were youth leaders, he used to say, guys, you've got to be ready for anything. You've just got to be ready to roll. And that has stuck with me. And so when someone comes to me and says, Nick, you know, we need this as a solution, but we don't necessarily, or if I don't necessarily know how to do it, then I say, cool, we'll find a solution, we'll work it out. And so we have just learnt to work things out as we go along. And, you know, they, I might do 2 or 3 things for them and they're like, well, I need this too. And I say, cool, we'll just throw it into the mix. and we'll work them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do attitude, a working it out. Like, you know, clients come to you because they want you to take stuff on. They don't want you giving them a million questions unless mm-hmm. you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So my clients know that I just go and do as much as I can. If I need to ask questions, I definitely do. But I do work autonomous and we do sort stuff out ourselves.
Yes.
I think with flexibility, you know, when you're mm-hmm. running a business, you can say, well, this is our terms. This is what we do. This is our services. Anything outside of this, we're not doing.
Yes.
Or, you know, they get so, this is the way we roll. Mm-hmm. When really it should be, and in this day and age, it should be about the client.
Yeah.
How do they roll? How do mm-hmm. they need you to roll in business? What support do they need?
Mm-hmm.
So what we offer one company is completely different to what we offer another.
Mm.
And they know, in doing that, they get a sense that I'm serious about working with their brand. I'm serious about meeting them where they're at, taking them to where they need to go.
Yes.
And I'm serious about giving them a solution that's a solution for them, not just a solution that everybody gets for everyone.
Yes.
So flexibility, because sometimes, you know, stuff is a little bit outside the box. Other times it's simple VA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when some companies would go, we don't do that, we actually say, that's cool, we'll just add it into the quote, we'll manage the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So them working with one person to cover up on a number of different things actually works better than us just saying we don't do that.
Yes.
Because it becomes too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think just being open and honest is definitely a good thing to have. But that flexibility to just be able to roll with anything, and it takes time to develop that. I wasn't born that way.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that I used to be a bit of a control freak. You know, it's got to be like this. It's got to be like that. But I've learned that being an entrepreneur and running a business requires me to be a little bit more flexible. Yes. And, you know, now I allow the client to dictate a little bit mm-hmm. what solution they need, and we meet them where they're at and we take them from there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got to work hard. You've got to be honest. You've got to, you know, deliver on what you said you would.
Mm-hmm.
But just having that flexibility is really, really crucial. I've heard people say we deal with marketing companies and they're just so, you know, rigid in what they offer. And we're just like, we're not mm-hmm. like that. It's a service. And I think as Christian entrepreneurs, we have the opportunity. Our ministry is actually service.
Mm-hmm.
What we do in business is service to those around us. And so I think having that, you know, that godly mindset as well is mm-hmm. that you're serving people changes the way that we actually do business.
Yeah, absolutely. Such great, great insights there for all of us, for sure. So if people are listening and watching today and they'd like to find out more about what you do and how they can best work with you, what's the best way for them to connect?
Yeah, so my website is marketmemarketing.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have pretty much all the information on there that you would need to know, and then you can get in touch with us through there. And, yeah, we basically offer like a free 30-minute, 60-minute consult
mm-hmm.
to work out where you're at. Just, you know, like we make sure that we can help you. We don't just take everything on.
Yes.
And I think when you're talking about boundaries as well, sometimes it's about doing that hard work and knowing what isn't going to work for you.
Yeah.
Because you go do stuff that you really don't want to do or that you really can't do.
Mm-hmm.
That causes stress, which then requires more rest, which then, you know, it's a flow-on effect. So being, you know, taking the time to work out what you can offer happily mm-hmm. and what you're mm-hmm. confident in offering and, you know, leaving a bit of space to learn things as well, obviously within your industry, is really, really important. So, yeah, get in contact at marketmemarketing.com. We're also on Facebook under Market Me with an orange logo. That would be great to chat with some of you.
Fantastic. And, of course, we'll put that link as well as we'll embed the video. For those of you who are watching or listening to the audio, we did record this. Unfortunately, Facebook Live wasn't working, so we didn't stream live. But the link to get to our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE29, all those details are there. So, Nick, one of the things that I'm doing with all of our guests is just closing the show out with a word of prayer. Am I able to do that with you today?
Yeah.
Fabulous. So, Father, we just want to thank you for the time that we spent together. There were so many great insights that Nick was able to share with us today. They're really godly principles, Lord, and there's a reason why you encourage us to take rest so that we can show up and do the best work that we possibly can with our clients, so that we can bring integrity, we can bring all of those things that you encourage us to do. And in the same token, we're able to really shine light into a world that needs to hear you and needs to experience what you bring, which is the compassion, the love. And we just want to thank you for the work that Nick is doing with her clients, with the authors that she's worked with, and that she continues to remain steadfast, you know, seeking the kingdom first, and all of the blessings that you've been able to impart in her life and the impact. We pray also too that you'll continue to be with her as she's building her business in 2018 and the clients that she works with this year as well. And we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.